Exclusive: airline health activist fighting company's vaccine mandate. We just want our constitutional rights. By Amy Furr on October 10, 2021. Fort Worth, Texas. Many United Airlines employees are showing support for those pushing back against the company's vaccine mandate, an airline health activist said Friday. We have people in every department, every day. The number is growing. I keep getting words of encouragement from people who, I mean, even the vaccinated, they understand that we are here trying to protect our religious liberty and freedoms, Sherry Walker told Breitbart News. And we are not anti-vaxxers, by any means. We are pro-choice, she continued. I just have an issue with it because of my faith. And so throughout the company, and it's growing. People are saying, you know, these people have a right to believe in their faith the way they want. And some of them have legitimate medical. I mean, we believe all of them do, but people have known other people across the country who have said, I can understand why that person. They had cancer, or something. That's wrong to put a blanket mandate. It should all be examined individually. And I think that's what we're looking for, is what is reasonable. Walker, a founding member of Airline Employees for Health Freedom, spoke with Breitbart News after a prayer rally for the judicial system that is considering questions related to airline employees' religious and medical freedoms. Six United Airlines workers are suing the company in a class action on behalf of up to 2,000 employees over its coronavirus vaccine mandate, alleging it violates Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, by discriminating against them based on their religious and medical exemptions. However, the airline later agreed to postpone its company-wide vaccine mandate until a federal judge could hold further hearings in the case brought by the six employees, according to Breitbart News. Evidently fearing it could lose Friday's court battle and be slapped with a temporary restraining order, TRO, the airline pivoted 180 degrees and agreed to postpone its mandate until October 15. United Airlines originally told its 67,000 U.S. employees they must be vaccinated against Chinese coronavirus or secure an exemption by September 27 or face termination. Instead, unvaccinated employees will now be able to continue working normally while the plaintiffs and the company gather what they need to proceed in court. A hearing is scheduled to take place in downtown Fort Worth on October 13 in the courtroom of Judge Mark Pittman. Following the rally that drew approximately 100 people, Walker explained what she and her fellow attendees hoped would be the outcome of the case. If you ever get into Judge Pittman's court, there is a carving on the wall and it talks about reason and the law. I don't think we're asking for anything unreasonable. We just want our constitutional rights and an opportunity to see how we can go to work, support the airline and employer we love, and protect our faith and our health, she stated. According to Walker, the rally in Fort Worth was mostly Southwest and American Airlines employees. The case is Zambrano v. United Airlines, No. 4:21 CV 1074 in the United States District Court for the Northern District of Texas.